Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Take a couple more. Getting a little redundant, but... Now we have new audience recycling through. 248-539-9797. Bob is next on 97.1. Hi, Bob.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
All right, Bob.
I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. My problem is that Ward Manuel needs to be gone. He screwed up a couple hirings now, and I don't think he should have anything to do with the search for the new head coach. If I were the president or the board of trustees, I would look for a current athletic director, head football coach combination that is working well, maybe with somebody from the Nick Saban assistant coach pedigree for Michigan.
When you say you want to get an AD and a coach from the same school?
Well, I'd try to find a successful football program and athletic program, and assuming that that AD hired that coach, they've got a good working relationship and a pattern of success. And I think that Michigan is going to need both an AD and a head coach.
They very well may, and I don't know if I've ever seen somebody swoop in and grab the AD and the coach, but let's go to Marcus in Detroit. You're next. Hi, Marcus.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
How are we doing?
So, just to respond back to the guy who just came off, we have Dusty May, so I think one of his hires are doing okay. But what I really called
you... Brandon Nerado has a number one hockey team in the country, so...
That's all I'm saying.
But to be fair, the truth is most ADs don't get a second chance at hiring a football coach.
Yeah. So, we'll see how they go. But just from a coaching standpoint, what do you guys think about this? You know, Mike Tomlin, he's kind of, there's been rumors that Pittsburgh is, that relationship is kind of growing stale. So if Michigan's throwing out money, we're going to do that. I'm thinking Mike Tomlin or either Byron Leftwich. Byron Leftwich, he's been an OC. He's a Super Bowl OC. He's been around. He can definitely work with Bryce Underwood from a quarterback position. What do you guys think about that?
I've always been a massive Tomlin fan. I remember when Tomlin's name surfaced years ago with college jobs, Tomlin came out publicly and said something along the lines of, I'm in the NFL. Why do I have to keep answering jobs about college? If I want another job, it would be in the NFL, but I'm in the NFL. Like, he didn't sound like he was all that stoked to go to college.
So I'm just thinking, we're talking about years ago, right? He's been in the league now, as far as a head coach, I think he got it when it was 2006 or something like that.
Yeah.
2007. So maybe at this point, you've done it. What more can you do? You're not probably getting the quarterbacks that you want, that you want to succeed.
Well, I think he'd have, if Tomlin was on the open market, do you think he'd have NFL opportunities? Because I do.
I think he would. However, I just think that sometimes things get stale. You know, it's kind of like Jim Harbaugh with San Francisco, right? I understand he kind of got pushed out of San Francisco, but sometimes just to keep your juices kind of fresh, and depending on how Michigan markets itself to him,
well,
of course, money-wise,
Marcus, these are personal decisions. If a coach wants to, like, in some ways, coaching college is more like coaching the pros now than ever before. And yet there's also all kinds of challenges that I think coaches, when they get into the NFL, I mean, it's in many ways, it's an easier job. Your players aren't free agents every year. You're not dealing with a lot of the stuff. It's just all about the football.
It's amazing, so, though, how now, similar that it's become, though.
If you're in the pros and you decide, hey, I'd like to try it, I mean, I don't know. Anyway. All right, so we got this from the morning show. Shifting gears a little bit. How big is this game against the Rams? Ross Tucker went on with our morning show and had this to say about what he thinks of the Rams.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Okay. As far as this game is concerned, we'll probably get into it more tomorrow, but just for those that have had enough of the whole Michigan thing, Gator, if they're the Super Bowl favorite, and certainly in Tucker's opinion they are, they're atop many of the power rankings, if not all of the power rankings. It feels like in one fell swoop, any goodwill lost between the Lions and their fan base can be made up with one game.
I think it certainly goes a long way. I still think I think there's a sigh of relief that we would be breathed, but it only gives you a few days and then you got to prepare for the next one. Cause that's just how it is with this season. Losing Brian Branch hurts. We want to see how the secondary looks on the field on Sunday afternoon against Stafford. Obviously Matthew Stafford's playing at a very high level. Maybe the best football he's ever played in his life is what he's doing this year. They've got a number of weapons to go to with a couple of top-notch receivers. They've got a tandem of running backs that's good. It's hard to get to Matthew Stafford. He hasn't been sacked all that much this year. But that being said, yeah, if the Lions are able to top the Rams, that would be a big feather in the cap of Dan Campbell and this team. This team believes in themselves. They kind of have a feel that it might be, you know, everybody in that room for them all together against the world, because there are people in the fan base that have dropped off and said they can't win, they can't do it. The injuries have been too much. The losing of the coordinators has hurt them too much. And yet, you know, the game they had against the Cowboys was kind of like a resounding response of, we're not done yet. Hold on, we got this. We can still score a bunch of points. And it's still going to be a work in progress. I think this is always going to be a tightrope for the end of the season because there's no guarantees they're getting in to the playoffs. And yet there's still a path for them to actually win the division. And so, I think being the number one seed, there's still a path to do that, which is kind of crazy.
So there's some interesting LPs out of practice, limited practice.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Harper and Kirby Joseph were both LPs, two safeties, yesterday. In Kirby Joseph's case, and hearing from Dan Campbell earlier in the week, he made the comments that if Kirby can put back-to-back practices together, you know, practice once, come back the next day, feel no real lingering effects, practice again, that's when he kind of gets the green light. Well, he was limited in practice on Wednesday. Christian Mahogany, back on the practice field, limited. Khalif Raymond, back on the practice field, probably limited and motivated. From what he's seen on Tom Kennedy, the Mahogany development could be really interesting because now you get some options to try and find your best combination up front.
Yeah, he's just returned to practice, so yes. I don't think they expect him to play Sunday, but it's just having another body there to give you some more of that depth on the offensive line would make you feel great about it. I was watching a video last night of Amon-Ra St. Brown with his brother in their podcast, and they were talking about Amon-Ra getting back and ready to go last week when didn't look good. And he was saying that, yeah, dude, after Monday, he had a workout and did some different drills. And he goes, I felt terrible, felt awful, and couldn't do some of the stuff I wanted to do. Woke up the next day, felt a little bit better, but not much. And then he started doing the drills. And he's like, okay, I feel a little bit better. Maybe we'll see how it goes. And Wednesday, he said that he knew he was ready to go and he was going to play. And it just got better and better for him. His ankle got better and better. Is that going to be the same case for these other guys that are limited? I mean, for Kirby Joseph? I don't know. I don't know what to think with Kirby Joseph if he's going to come, when he's going to come back. Because if we go back, I mean, how many times has he been a limited participant in practice? It feels like quite a bit over the last few weeks, and he still hasn't returned.
He keeps trying.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously either whatever the issue is, doesn't respond or... But that would be such a huge boost if he's out there. And look, if you look at the games the rest of the way, there's really two that stand out. There's this one and there's the Chicago game. You know, it's funny you mentioned the one seed. And the one seed is something that really, I mean, I put $5 down. If they hit, I win $8.80 on them being the one seed. But if you look at the games on their schedule, they'd have to beat the Rams, who's in play to be the one seed. They'd have to be in Chicago. They have to beat Chicago, who's in play. So... there's a lot of heavy lifting that still needs to be done, and then they need a ton of help. But this game against the Rams, big. The secondary, even though they gave up 30 points, the secondary and the pass defense held up because they got stops. They got turnovers. And if you can get a rush on Stafford, it's a game changer now. Like you said, he's going to be harder to get to than Dak was. But that the pressure they put on Dak... You know, that's the pass rush that they're capable of, but they were banged up at tackle in Dallas. So, tougher challenge ahead. I'm looking forward to it.
I am as well.
Feels like a credibility game.
It definitely feels like a credibility, a yardstick game, a barometer game, whatever you want to say. Mm-hmm. It's a big game is really what you have to say. And it's a matchup of two of the top teams in the NFC. I mean, nobody is... really done. There's not a ton of separation. I do think the Rams have separated themselves a little bit at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, if the Lions win, brings everybody back. You've got three teams out in the West that are playing really good football. You've got three teams in the North that are playing really good football. And, you know, you've got a couple other teams that are, you know, eye-opening. Like, they can give you trouble, but I'm not sure if they're real contenders, but they can give you trouble. They can trip you up, whether it's, you know, the Eagles or the Cowboys or the Buccaneers or even the Panthers at this point.
Yep. Now, from the wouldn't that be cool files, Cleveland plays at Chicago. Hey, wouldn't that be cool if Cleveland can go beat Chicago?
Let's go, Shador.
Denver's hosting Green Bay. Hey, wouldn't that be cool if Denver can take care of Green Bay?
And Denver's pretty good.
Yep.
And they're underdogs in that game.
We're all Philip Rivers fans. It'd be cool if Philip Rivers in Indianapolis could go to Seattle and somehow find a way to beat the Seahawks.
I don't know if he's going to play this week, but sure.
Might be the biggest stretch of all of them. The Blitz thingy is next. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.